Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. And bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God for another day. Thank God for His grace and His mercy that He has bestowed upon every one of us. Amen. Glad to be with you this morning, Pastor Stevenson, and welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday, the middle of the week, hump day, they call it. Amen. Thankful to God for another Wednesday that He's kept us, that He's grown us, that He has shown us His mercy and His grace. And we recognize, like the song said, I need you to breathe. I need you to breathe. Amen. Amen. Well, we are glad to be with you this morning and just wondering, are you ready to get out and make a difference in your world, in the world, and in what God has called you to do? Are you ready to move forward as hard as forward can be sometimes? Sometimes forward can be the hardest thing to do. But are you ready to move forward and see God help you and bless you and grace you and use you to do something great in the world? Amen, because I believe He has something great to do that He wants to do through you. He's just waiting for you and I to be willing vessels, willing participants in what it is He has called us, destined us, set aside for us to do. Amen. We're grateful and thankful to God. Amen, amen. I've got to make a correction. I did announce, on Sunday that Pastor Battle would be with us this Sunday, and I was all excited and waiting. I'm like, I can't wait, and I'm off by one Sunday. It's the following Sunday. We have 5 Sundays in April, and he's coming the 5th Sunday, and so I'm just I saw him Saturday. It was Saturday, one of the days I saw him afterwards, and I'm like, man, looking forward to having you. And he's like, great, I'm looking forward to being there next Sunday. I was like, no, that's this Sunday. He said, no, that's next Sunday, the 5th Sunday. So I'm looking at the calendar, I'm like, Lord, have mercy. So we have a word for you. There is word from the Lord on this Sunday. But Pastor Battle will be with us next Sunday, the 5th Sunday in April. And so I look forward to that. as he ministers, he's going to minister directly to our singles, and I'm just looking forward to today. He has a great gift, and I just believe God is going to bless and minister and speak to us on that and during that time. Amen, amen. So we thank God for that. We thank God for what it is he does. And even though when we mess up, like I just did, God still takes care of us. He still looks out for us. Amen. I pray that you have been doing some deeper digging on the relationship styles. Again, like I've said, the relationship styles and that information, I mean, it's so vast, and certainly it's not my intention to get you to believe that what I presented in those two sermons are everything. It is not even the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. I just think it's necessary that we begin to look down this road and understand what it is and how it is that we are formed so that we can have better relationships. When you know that you have an avoidant relationship style, you know that that's not just going to be people. It's going to be with God as well. It's going to be in every area. You don't switch up in most cases. You don't switch up styles totally and completely based on situation. You can do that and pretend for a little while. But the truth of who you are, the truth of who you are at your core will always come out. And so one of the things we do now is we recognize these areas where we are. We recognize what we need to work on. And you don't try to work on everything. That's, I think, a mistake that so many people make. I have made on many occasions. I got to change everything. No, you don't. And actually, you're not going to be able to. What's the one thing I want to work on? What's the one thing I want to work on? And then you work on the one thing. Work on the one thing. I got so much to do. I got to change that. No, that's the problem. We think that we can. So you've been, this relationship style has been forming since you were an infant. Now you are 20, 30, 40. So over the last 20, 30, or 40 years, you have been forming and reinforcing this relationship style. And we think that, okay, well, I've heard from God, and now I pray, and boom, it's done, it's over, it's gone away. No, it's not. That's not the way it works. I'm just waiting for God to, you know, God's going to, no, that's not the way it works. God says, okay, here's where we are. Now we're going to work through, because remember, your entire personality type, all of that is woven in there. You can't just rip them apart and think that they're not do great damage. So we have to recognize this is where I am, and this is not the legacy I wish to leave. This is not the way I want to be in relationship with the people that mean the most to me. And so here's how I'm going to change. I'm going to change, start working on this. Look at characteristics. Start working on this. And whatever the this is, that becomes where you start. And then you begin to, okay, you know what, I got to see about this. And you'll start moving through it and begin praying, fasting, seeking God, seeking help from others. And as you do those things, I often fear or am concerned that that we as people, we believe that because we love God and God is in us and we have accepted Christ as our Lord and Master, that the minute we find out what's wrong, we just simply say, okay, Lord, change that, and then we move on, and then we get angry that it's not changing. Because that's not the way God changes us. God doesn't change us simply because we ask to be changed or want to be changed. God changes us as we involve ourselves in a process, and that process becomes part of what God is in our life and what God wants to do in our life. It's part of a journey. And so I think it's a dangerous place. I have been there. I have done it to say, you know what? It's fine, because God is going to just show up and he's going to fix it. He's going to show up and he's going to fix it and just take it away, and that's what I'm waiting for. And then we get discouraged, and then we get angry, and then we get upset, and then we go down these roads. And I understand how we get there, but I don't want us to stay there, because it's not healthy. It's not healthy for us or for what God has called us to do. And so we pray that God would give us strength to engage in the process, to engage in the process. I'm part of that process. It's prayer. It's fasting. It's consecrating ourselves. It's really emptying ourselves of who we are and what we have built around us to protect us, understanding who we are, how we relate, and then making some decisions. This is not the way I want to be. This is the way I believe God wants me to be. And we begin to grow. God, who have you called me to be? Remember Jeremiah, he says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were birthed, before you came out of your mother's womb, I ordained you to be prophet to the nations, which means God already knows the temperament, the relationship style, all of it that we need to effectively be who he's called us to be. He already knows. He's not figuring it out. He knows. And so, Lord, who do I need to become? What do I need to change to become who you have already ordained me to be? And let's line up with what God already ordained, rather than telling God to change what he ordained to line up with what we're doing or who we think we are. Or what. God, you change that to line up with this. No, God said, no, that's quite how it works. You change to line up with who God has ordained you to be. And that's what I'm praying, that we will just come on, let's pray, and let's just work on it. Lord, we thank you so very much for your grace. You are so awesome. Even when we don't understand, even when we cannot stand it, you are a good God. You are awesome. You look out for us, and we want to thank you for your greatness and your graciousness. We want to thank you for your wisdom and your grace, your love, and your kindness, that which you have done for us and continue to do through us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your wisdom. And now, God, we pray that as we continue to go through this process of getting and understanding relationships with ourselves and with others, that you would minister and help us, grow us, direct us, bless us, keep us, help us to become whom you have called us to be, and help us to line up with whom you have already ordained us to be. Give us wisdom and guidance. Give us boldness and clarity for this day as we go forward. I pray that you be glorified, that you be lifted up, that you minister life to us and for us, that we will be able to help someone else get the way you have called them to be. And Lord, maybe that's through a smile, maybe it's through a spoken word, maybe it's through letting people know that you love them. However you choose to use us today, we avail ourselves to be used by you to lift the life of someone else and to see your hand in our life, and that you have not forsaken us, nor have you walked away from God. And help us through the areas of our life that we feel we cannot do, when we feel like giving up. Give us something that lets us know that you have not forgotten us. And we thank you. Bless your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'll see you tonight in our recharge as we deal with this part of salvation that talks about whether or not we're secure in our salvation, whether or not we can lose this thing called salvation. We'll talk about it. See you tonight at 7.